What did I say? We're sticking to two prakim. So I think we're going to Vav. Parak Vav is very important. I think it's the most important parak in the Sefer. I know I said this last parak, but this time I'm serious. Parak Vav, Limud HaTorah. Ma shelomdim b'kedusha nis'adein al yado haratzon v'hasechel b'yachad. You have one? What happens when we learn Torah b'kedusha? Here Rav Kook is painting a picture of the Talmud Torah experience. What happens to Soch HaLev? What's happening to the person? What's happening to the person? So what's happening is that Ratzon and the Seichel of a person are Misaden. The word Misaden, Adin, comes from gentle or refined. A person's Ratzon and a person's Seichel are refined by the Torah. The Ha'ora Ha'elokis Ba'a Mimakor Ha'atzmi Shel HaNeshama, and the innate light that is found in every single person's heart is allowed to shine forth U'mimal'a Es Kol Havayasa, and that internal light of the Jew begins to shine on his entire existence. Wow. There's a lot going on here. So first of all, Rav Kook says that when we learn Torah, it's actually making a change in our personality. We come out as different people. Our seichel has changed and our ratzon has changed. Now, first of all, what does it mean that our ratzon has changed? You come to yeshiva, you learn Torah, all of a sudden you start to feel that you want different things in life. The things that you used to want, now you realize they're not so important. The things that are important, all of a sudden you feel a mashicha to, you feel drawn to. Where is that coming from? You ever think about this? A person could sit for a year and learn Bava Kama and Sugyas and Nezikin, and he could start to feel that now he's all of a sudden he's not drawn so much to some of the things he used to do in high school. But you weren't learning about that. You never learned about that. Your Rebbe never even spoke to you, but your Rebbe didn't even know that you were doing that in high school. So no one ever said anything to you, and no one gave you mussar for it. What happened? What, you just woke up one morning and you decided, I don't want that anymore? So Rav Kook is saying, the more we connect with Torah, we're connecting with Ratzon Hashem. And Ratzon Hashem is leaving its imprint on me. I thought when I was learning with Yossi before, I thought of a mashal for this. Whenever you sit on a park bench and it says wet paint, and you don't notice the sign, you're going to get up and the paint is going to, you're going to be covered with white paint on your back and your pants, because you can't get up from the park bench without the park bench, without the paint leaving some imprint on you. So too, you can't leave the Talmud Torah experience without it changing you somehow. It's leaving its mark on your ratzon. Your ratzon is being formed. It's being shaped by Ratzon Hashem. And you can't remain the same person. That's why I get angry when I have a guy coming to me. I don't feel like the Torah is changing me. I don't feel like, what am I doing in yeshiva? I don't feel the chiyus. I don't feel it's doing anything to me. You can't leave the Talmud Torah experience the same person. It's impossible. Actually, there is one way that it's possible. How? Look at the first three lines. Rav Kook is only talking about a person that learns what? The first three words. Ma shelomdim b'kedusha. That means you're doing it for the right reasons. You're doing it because you're seeking out Ratzon Hashem. You cannot learn Torah b'kedusha without it somehow leaving its imprint on you. And it's shaping you, and your ritzonos are going to be changed, even though you never learned about it. That's why I think I don't like the fact that people see in Torah just a kli to learn halachos. You know, I understand the value of learning halachos Shabbos, halachos Zimun, halachos Brachos. I'll use that. But why are we spending so much time learning in Yanim that are never going to come up in our lives? If you view the Torah just through a functional, from a functional perspective, then that's a correct taina. that if you view it from this perspective, what we're doing is we're shaping ourselves. We're taking our ritzonos that are wild ritzonos. Think about some of the things you wanted to do in high school. Think about the things that you would fantasize about and dream. Maybe I'll do that one day. Who knows? And the Torah is coming along and reshaping it and remolding it. That's the Torah. And when it comes to this, there's no difference in Hilchos Shabbos or Hilchos Uktzin. That's the name of a Masechta, for those of you who don't know. And there's a whole Masechta and Shas, and whether it's Tuma Vitara or Nashim or Nezikin. From this perspective, it's all the same. It's all affecting us. But I find something even more incredible in this passage. That not just the Ratzon is being changed, your Seichel is being changed. Misadein al Yado HaSeichel. How is your Seichel being changed in Torah? Here I think there's something very, very, this is phenomenal. Rav Kook is saying that your ability to grasp things is also being improved by Torah. I'm not talking about, some people say who go to law school, they say, you know, that year in yeshiva really helped me in law school. Because you know, I had a whole year of thinking about toin, v'nitan, and claims, and court. And Rav Kook isn't talking about that, maybe on a very low level. Rav Kook is talking here about something else. The more you learn Torah, the more you're capable of grasping things that are spiritual. It's easier for you to grasp the spiritual truths of life as a result of Limud HaTorah. Doesn't mean you'll do better on an SAT. Right? The fact that you're Mis'aden Korach HaSechel, you're not refining your Sechel in the sense that you'll be a better college student, you'll be smarter, and you won't have to put in that much effort to get the A's. That's not what he's talking about. Mis'adein koach ha-sechel, sometimes someone will explain to you something in Ruchnius, and you'll feel like, oh my gosh, that just went over my head. Like I have no shot, I don't know, even know what he's talking about. What Talmud Torah does is it allows you to grasp certain truths about the world, about God, about reality. Torah is a very lofty science. There's some very, very deep points. And the more a person learns Torah, the seichel is more capable of grasping godliness. You won't feel like you're an outsider looking in. You'll feel like I have a shaychus to this. I understand. You're closer to a nesiva shalom on the parsha. You hear what I'm saying? You can read a nesiva shalom or a sfas emes, or you can read a Rav Kook or a Mar Nevuchim in the Rambam or Hilchos Deos, whatever it is, and you can read it as an outsider. Yeah, it says that. Or you can actually experience that your seichel is grasping it. Like, I got this. Like, I really, this resonates with me. And the more a person learns Torah, you're ma'adeh, you're refining your ratzon and your seichel. These are two kochos ha-nefesh that you're actually shaping and changing with every word of Torah that you're learning. And then Rav Kook adds that the Ora HaElokis va mimekor ha'atzmi shel neshama. What the Torah is doing, it's taking this light that's locked up in you and it's making it shine in every part of your life. I feel this is so incredible. This is so enlightening. Every single one of you has an Ora HaElokis. You hear what Rav Kook is saying? This is a beautiful line. Ha'ora HaElokis. God has shined His light into you when He created you. There's a godliness about you. He didn't just make you as a goof. Now that godliness, where is it? Where is it? It's potentially locked up inside of you and never comes out. And there are people who can live in this world at Mea V'Esrim Shana, where that light is totally locked up within and never shines out, is never manifested in anything they do. And Rav Kook says the Torah is the key that unlocks that Ora Elokis. Picture it as an Ora Elokis that's locked up inside of a goof, and it naturally doesn't shine through, because in a physical world, this light isn't feeling comfortable. It's not feeling, this is not my place. What does that light naturally do? That light, very much like a caterpillar, you know, or an animal that feels it's in danger, what does it do? It finds a hiding place and just sticks its head in, like a snail. You ever, you know, they have like these, If the Ora Elokius feels that it's threatened in this world, so what does it do? It goes into hiding within us. It doesn't feel like this world is a world that it could somehow accomplish. It could somehow leave its imprint of godliness. You know what Torah does to the neshama? The Torah talks to the neshama and says, don't worry, this world has potential for tremendous goodness. Ein sof goodness. And once the Lomei Torah has that experience of Talmud Torah, and again, consistently, the Or Elokis starts to feel, oh, and that means I can shine in this world. And what you're doing is you're unlocking goodness that's already inside of you. It just doesn't believe that this person, that this world is a place where it can give, where it can offer its goodness. So look at this line. Ha'ora Elokis ba'a mimekora atzmi shel neshama. You were created with a neshama. There's a tremendous, intense aura in there. But that aura is being covered by all the filth of the body. So what does Talmud Torah come to do? Talmud Torah removes all that filth. And now there's a new goodness in your own heart that's already present. You never knew it. You never even knew that goodness was there. So according to Rav Kook, the Talmud Torah experience is actually self-discovery. It's the focus is not even learning the words. The words is a hechi timtzi. When I'm learning Boram is Galgal, Baragle Adam, what am I doing? I'm really uncovering something else about myself. The Talmud Torah experience is allowing me to actually be introduced to a new me. Or I wouldn't even say a new me. It's really the old me that what? Or the real me that's been covered up with all these foreign ideas that have piled up throughout my life. We go through our lives and we're told, you know, everything, even like a commercial on television. It's never going to be 100% MS. There's always going to be some falsehood there, whether it's the way they depict women or the way they value the gashmias and the money and the pleasures of the world. We're constantly exposed to all these foreign values, right? So every time we do that, like we're piling something else up on our neshama. And our neshama feels like, get me out of here. Like, what am I doing in this world? And what does Talmud Torah do? Talmud Torah is revealing that light that's been buried within you, and now it can shine forth. So what you're doing is you're not just gaining something from the outside. According to Rav Kook, Talmud Torah is not introducing into you something new that you never had. You're not acquiring something new. What Talmud Torah is doing, it's purifying the self so that your own goodness can shine forth. Now, where did Chazal say something similar to this? The baby in the womb. Why did Chazal say that the baby in the womb learns Kol HaTorah Kula? Does it mean literally? I don't think it means literally that he's going through all the Reb Chaims. What it probably means is that God created in the baby the Or Shel Torah. There's an endless Or that's in there. And it's in the DNA, it's planted within the baby, and it's in there. But what happens when it goes through life? All of a sudden there's kinna, and there's jealousy, and I hate this person, this guy insulted me, and I'm holding a grudge, and there's lashon hara, and competition, and then there's pigam habris, and there's tibus for money, and all these things that are piling up. And whenever we learn a word of Torah, what do? I'm removing some of that. And I'm allowing my natural light to shine forth. It's really about going back to that natural self. That's what Torah is. I think Rav Kook, this inspired me to realize something about the Shemoneh Esrei. Where do we mention Torah in Shemoneh Esrei? Is there a bracha about Torah?
Torah Shemoneh Esrei.
Okay, that's true. And Sim Shalom. But in one of the brachas, Hashivenu, the one bracha that talks about Torah, is the bracha about tshuva. Sorry, it just happens to be this part of the shiur. The only time we talk about Torah is in the bracha of tshuva. Why? Hashivenu avinu l'sarasecha. Wait, what do we say? Right, Hashivenu avinu l'sarasecha. V'karvenu malkenu l'avodasecha. What do we say? We're saying, let me see your light of Torah. Hashivenu avinu l'sarasecha. So that was. The Karvenu Malkeinu La'avoda Sachar. This is opening the gateway. Without Torah, we will always feel that Avodas Hashem is strange and foreign to us. We'll always be feeling like it's on the outside. What the Torah is doing, the Torah is making me feel at home with Shabbos and with Kashrus and with my brachos. I feel at home with it. I feel like I'm discovering a new self that I never even knew before. Now, when does it get challenging? When we see friends from the past and they don't think we've changed, so they're like speaking to us and like doing things like we're our old self. This is where it gets difficult. And you really don't feel like you're the same person. You feel like you're somebody else, but like these old friendships, they're still like seeing you as someone from the past. And this could get tricky because you see yourself as someone, you've made a new discovery. I'm not that person. But other people are still viewing you that way. And somehow you have to convey the message. I don't know, I can't give you clear guidelines how to do this. But this is a very challenging part of life. To somehow convey that I'm really not that person anymore. It's not, and like this isn't false. Like, because sometimes our friends like to make you think, oh, come on, you're still the old person that you were. And no, this is for real. I've uncovered a new ratzon, a new seichel. And sometimes to navigate that, there's a lot of tension there that has to be navigated. But according to Rav Kook, the Torah is actually transforming me, not into a new human being, but it's actually revealing the old human being that was hidden for so many years. And then the person starts to feel what? He starts to feel that every single thing he does, he's doing differently. A real Talmud of Torah, a Ben Yeshiva, will start to feel that everything he does is different. The way you get on the bus, the way you speak to the bus driver, the Todah Rabah that you just said, like, I never used to do that. All of a sudden, the Chayim HaRuchnim, your spiritual life, because it's shining forth from your inside, you're not just doing it out because it says it in a book. But you're doing it now because you feel an urge to do it. Now you're going to start to look for ways to live a Chayim Ruchnim in everything you do. Al kol ktsot ha-mahut. All of a sudden, everything is elevated. Kederech shemispashet hadam b'merutzaso l'chol ktsos haguf. Just like when the heart is pumping in a healthy way, the blood reaches every single part of the body. The blood is infusing life to every part of the body. So too, when that neshama is pumping, when the Torah has purified my neshama, now it's pumping energy. Where is that energy going? It's not stopping at the se'if in Shulchan Aruch, oh, I have to keep kosher, I have to check for that te'udah, and I can't say the word of Lashon Hara. Now it's a new life. Now the neshama is constantly looking for ways to be spiritual. And now nothing is the same. And even the things that you used to do in Olam HaChol that were totally stripped of Kedusha. Now you're looking for some way to do it better. Let me do this on a higher level. Aval kol limud chiloni. But when it comes to secular studies, see, this is awesome in Rav Kook, because this is where he summarizes what makes Torah different. What makes Torah different than any secular knowledge? He's literally drawing a contrast here. You see that? The first five lines? Ma shalomdim b'kedusha. What's Rav Kook doing now? Notice how different Talmud Torah is to secular knowledge. So your secular studies. What do secular studies do? Rav Kook is not going to knock it. He's just going to say, look how different it is. Kol limud chiloni, when you're studying something in your secular studies, mikol mada ba'olam, with any other knowledge in the world. And test what Rav Kook is about to say. I want you guys to challenge him. Test if you think he's right. Any other knowledge in the world outside of Torah, eino mechaya ki im oso hachelek hameyuchad shuhu mechuban eila. It only enlightens that part of the world that it is addressing. Like physics, no, let's just, like physics will give you a better understanding of the physical world, right? Physics will give you a better understanding of what's going on behind the scenes. It's not going to have anything to do with humanities and about interacting with people. It's not going to have any effect on that. And your study of psychology may help you more understand the Nefesh HaAdam, but it's not going to tell you what's going on, you know, the molecular makeup of this or that. And history is not going to help you with geography and vice versa. Even theology, according to Rav Kook, if it's not Lomdim B'Kedusha, so yeah, you're understanding about God, but is it going to affect any other thing you do? You're going to have that understanding of God. It may not even lead to more Amunah. Right, Masha Lomdim B'Kedusha is so different than Limud Chiloni. Limud Chiloni, your physics class is teaching you physics. And your geography class is teaching you the capitals in Europe. But what is Torah doing? Torah is revealing an inner light that was always there. It was just always locked up. And now it's shining on everything you do. So you're learning about Boram is Galgal or Hezek Sheino Nikar, but you're unlocking a light that's in there that's going to bring light to your Kibbutz Ave'im or to your Hilchos Shabbos, your Ben Adam Lechavero. What other chachma do we have like this in the world? This is Ashrei Misha Malo Batorah. This is what we sing about. Ashrei Misha Malo Batorah means you're not just getting like your BA in Hilchos Nezikin. The point of this year is not to be a professor in Arba Avos Nezikin. I'm sure in Harvard or Talmud school, whatever it is, there is such a thing. Oh, so-and-so professor is an expert in Bava Kamma. But if it's not Lomdim B'Kedusha, so it's not impacting in how he speaks to his wife at the end of the day when he gets home from university. You hear this? Are you speaking to your wife differently? Are you having more kavod for the Isha? Are you having more sensitivity for your children or your neighbor who needs you or your Jewish community or Amcha Yisrael? You understand? It's the Talmud Torah that makes you more sensitive to all these relationships. I'm a giver, I'm not a taker. It transforms the person. Why? Because it's not just about the yediyah that you're being osek in. That yediyah is it's removing some filth from your neshama. And it's just allowing that pure and good you to shine forth. Really, it's about you. It's not about these yediyos. The yediyos are hechi tinsis that you can go back to just being you. Wow. The zeu yisod hahevdel sheben kodesh lechol. This is the difference between your limudei chol and limudei kodesh. Now, why do I think every single high school should be learning this? Because I think this is the biggest problem with Jewish high schools today, is that Gemara is just another subject. It's a line on the credit on the report card, and it's given the same kind of grade, and it carries the same weight in your GPA, and we're just trained to think that it's another yediyah. So and then we get surprised when a third of our kids are going off the derech. I would also go off the derech if you made me sit down and learn Gemara as if it's a physics class. What do I need this for in life? I have enough problem explaining to my kids why they need math. That's a stark tina. What do you say to a kid who says, I'm never going to need math. I'm not interested in math. So then I have a tina for. Basically everything you do, almost everything, is you're going to be using statistics, you know, anything you do, any science, business, you're going to need statistics, you're going to need math. It's the building blocks of the world. I have a hard enough time with that. How do you convince a kid that he's going to need Bava Kamma when he grows up? If it's just a line on the report card, you're treating like a chachma shel chol, I would also probably go off the derech. I think this is a mitzvah to learn in every single high school. Put it on the bulletin board in the front. That's not what we're looking for. We're not looking for the ideas of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is training you how to be you, how to be the real person you are. And if we take into account what Rav Kook taught us in the past, that every single one of you has his unique light. God isn't cloning any neshamos. Every single neshama has its own light. That means if you're not Osek B'Torah in your life, it means the world is going to be void of your unique light that only you can share with it. You're doing a chesed for the world by learning Torah. And the yediyos, that's the hechi timtzi. That's the vehicle through which I can go. I can just go back to being who I am and being that person that has so much to give. That's the yesod ha'evdel. Shebein kodesh l'chol. Let's just finish the paragraph. Mitzan hakamutiyut levad me'ahevdel hayoter nizkar ve'en aroch shemitzan ha'echutiyut. This is the quantitative difference between kodesh and chol. Aside from the qualitative difference, which is even much greater. What does Rav Kook mean by that? There are two differences between kodesh and chol. There's a difference that he calls echutit, a qualitative difference. There's a huge difference between learning about olam hazeh and learning about the ruach. That's a qualitative difference. There's a difference in the quality of the limud. It's much more important to learn about the ruach than to learn about how to make a buck at the end of the day. But aside from that, Rav Kook says, there's also a hevdel kamutit. There's a quantitative difference. What does that mean, quantitative? When you learn physics, it's only about physics. And I'm learning history, I'm just being enlightened about history. But Torah goes far beyond the boundaries of the chachma. The impact that it's having in my life is far beyond the ideas that I'm learning. That's the hevdel he calls kamutit. There are no borders here. The chachma, when I'm receiving, the to'elas that I'm receiving from my limud ha-Torah is not bound by the borders of this sugya that I'm learning. It's something that's going to impact the light that's emanating from my neshama, and that's filling the whole world. So how do you even compare limud ha-Kodesh with limud ha-Chol? These are the two differences, Rav Kook says, we always have to keep in mind. Shkoyah.